1. The East, a violent revolt against God. A. How the Soviet Union destroyed Orthodox religions with violence. The Communist Manifesto calls for the destruction of the family, the church, and the nation-state. Obviously, eliminating and subverting religions is one of the important goals of the Communist Party. From believing in gods to becoming a follower of Satan, Marx knew clearly the existence of gods and the devil. He also knew clearly that unvarnished demonic teachings were hard for people, especially religious people, to accept. Therefore he advocated atheism from the start, declaring that religion is the opium of the people, and communism begins from the outset with atheism, and so on. People don't need to worship the devil, but as long as people no longer believe in gods, the devil can corrupt and occupy the soul and eventually drag people toward hell. That is why communist parties sing, "There has never been any savior of the world, nor deities, nor emperors on which to depend. To create humankind's happiness, we must entirely depend on ourselves." Marx vilified religions and righteous gods in theory, while Lenin was able to use the machinery of the state to attack them after seizing power in 1917. Lenin used violence and other high-pressure tactics to oppress Orthodox religions and righteous faith in order to force people to depart from gods. In 1919, Lenin began a large-scale elimination of religion under the name of prohibiting spreading old thoughts. In 1922, Lenin passed a secret resolution stipulating that property of value, especially from the very richest religious institutions, must be carried out with ruthless resolution, leaving nothing in doubt, and in the very shortest time. He declared, "The greater the number of representatives of the reactionary clergy and the reactionary bourgeoisie that we succeed in shooting on this occasion, the better, because this audience must precisely now be taught a lesson in such a way that they will not dare to think about any resistance whatsoever for several decades." For a time, a large amount of church property was looted, churches and monasteries were closed, a large number of the clergy were arrested, and thousands of the Orthodox clergy were executed. After Lenin died, Stalin followed Lenin and started an extremely cruel cleansing in the 1930s. Apart from Communist Party members, intellectuals and people in the religious field were included in the cleansing. Stalin ordered the whole country to implement the 5-year plan of atheism. He declared that when he completed the plan, the last church would be closed, the last priest would be destroyed, the Soviet Union would become a fertile land for communist atheism, and one would not find a trace of religion any longer. According to conservative estimates, as many as 42,000 priests were tortured to death in the campaign. By 1939, there were just over 100 Orthodox churches in the entire Soviet Union open to the public, while there were more than 40,400 before the Soviets seized power. 98% of Orthodox churches and monasteries in the entire Soviet Union were closed. Catholic churches were also eradicated. During this period, cultural elites and intellectuals were sent to the Gulag or shot dead. During World War II, to take advantage of the church's financial resources and manpower to resist Germany, Stalin seemed to pause in the persecution of the Orthodox and Catholic churches, giving the impression that he might rehabilitate these religions. But he had a baser goal in mind: to exercise strict control over the restored Orthodox Church and Catholic Church as a tool to undermine traditional religions. Alexei II of the former Soviet Union was promoted to Bishop of the Orthodox Church in 1961 and became Archbishop in 1964. He became Patriarch of Moscow in 1990, before the Soviet Union's disintegration. After the Soviet Union collapsed, it briefly opened the KGB archives, which revealed that Alexei II worked for the KGB, Komitet Gosudarstvennoy Bezpečnosti, or Committee for State Security, effectively the Soviet Union's secret police agency. Later, Alexei II confessed that he had been compromised and was an agent of the Soviets. He openly repented, defending one thing: it was necessary to give somewhere else. Were there any other organizations, or any other people among those who had to carry responsibility not only for themselves but for thousands of other faiths, who in those years in the Soviet Union were not compelled to act likewise? Before those people, however, to whom the compromises, silence, forced passivity or expressions of loyalty permitted by the leaders of the church in those years caused pain, before these people, and not only before God, I ask forgiveness, understanding and prayers. Religion was thus made a tool for brainwashing and deceiving the public, under the control of the communist evil specter. The Communist Party of the Soviet Union did not keep the adulterated religion to its own territory, but systematically extended its malignant influence to the world.